même notre sang. Quand je viens entre tes mains, les sourires et les refrains, je te précipite dans la chute de mes reins. Quand je viens entre tes mains.
88.7 FM, the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley.
Today is our last
this radio is show? Our last time on the radio show is Carrie and Maisie. Sadly Gina cannot be here with us, but that's okay because Gina will be on next week, so stay tuned for that. We didn't say the name of our show, our bad. This is Campus Chronicles.
Woo!
What's the first up on our agenda?
I know you should go because it's under your
responsibility. Okay. So for those of you who don't know by now, the artist has been released for Springfest 2024.
Ooh.
May the Springfest be with you.
And who
is Leon Thomas.
Ooh.
And we are currently selling tickets. We started on Monday. The first day was jam-packed with a lot of people. So exciting, and I loved the enthusiasm I saw. And tickets went really well today again. I will say, if you want to go see the show, I highly recommend you get your ticket tomorrow, if not Thursday, because we have like less than 400 tickets left. And it's first come, first serve. We can't save any tickets or anything. But if you truly can't make it because of like class or emergency, email either SA-VPMC or SA-VPprogramming. So yeah, it's really excited. I'm very excited. How are you feeling about it since the artist release?
I'm so excited. I was telling Maisie that I'm so excited for our artist. I think it's going to be so awesome. It's going to be so much fun. But I know it's been kind of a little stressful for you, Maisie. This feels... I understand how you feel because that's how I felt with elections. That was losing my mind. But has it been for you? Like, has it been, like, overall, like, this whole journey?
Overall, I would do it again in a heartbeat. It has been so much fun. Definitely, like, stressful, but so much fun. And I couldn't have done it without my SAP team advisors, and definitely not without my e-board. And Gina, of course. Gina's been doing such an amazing job with all the marketing and the logos. And it's just fantastic. And I think the tickets are so pretty.
Yeah.
Sorry, like, I think the tickets are so, so pretty. Like, once when you get yours, you'll definitely understand what I mean.
Yes, and make sure you follow our Instagram official Springfest.
It's just that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Make sure to follow them. There's very exciting stuff coming in the way.
Yeah, each day we're going to be posting something new about the day of. And so that's another reason why you should definitely follow. If you don't get a ticket, definitely still follow the account, because there might be something that you could still do the day of, and I think that is going to definitely be very exciting. I can't wait to release that. I will say the downside is just, like, a lot of meetings, because then I have to, like, rearrange my time. But at the same time, I think, like, the meetings are so exciting. You know how, like, you just want to be on the inside of everything? Like, for example, like, I wanted to just be in the inside for, like, elections and stuff like that. I was like, let me know. It's very similar to that, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, you know, I can't believe, like, SpringFest is in, what, 2 weeks now?
2 weeks.
That's crazy. I remember starting to work on SpringFest, like, over the summer, actually. That's when I really started.
I feel like you've been starting since, like, forever.
Like, we've been talking about eBoard, like, for so long. Like, updates about SpringFest, and it's like, wow, we're 2 weeks away.
Yeah, and you remember, like, how my updates would be, like, so small, and then all of a sudden it's just like, guys, by the way, there's this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Yeah. Don't forget about this. No, I think it's going to be really fantastic and a next level from how it was last year.
Yeah. Speaking of last year, and, like, last year we both got inducted in to our positions, and now that we're both, like, saying goodbye to our roles, I feel like it hasn't hit me that I'm, like, saying goodbye to my VPAG. Like, I really much like my VPAG, and, like, I like how much I did, and I wish I could do more. There's stuff I wish I could have improved on. The past VPAG, Ariel, left me in good hands. There was some stuff that I wish was better communicated, but, like, it's a living and learn experience, and, like, I feel like having Tanner as our advisor was such a blessing. Like, I cannot express to say, if you need Tanner for anything, like, literally anything, she will help you. Like, Tanner is so humble, down to earth, intelligent. Like, she knows her stuff. Like, wow. Like, I'm like, Tanner, can you help me? And then she's just, like, so awesome. And I'm very excited to give my position to Andrew, the new VPAG. But I'm very excited because I was a senator last year, and now he's a senator, and now he's going to be in my position. So I'm very excited. I have a close relationship with Andrew, and I'm just very excited to see what he's going to do next, because I know it's going to be 10 times better. I know that, like, he's going to kill it. I'm just so happy for him. I'm definitely going to leave him really well prepared for elections, because I feel like I wasn't prepared enough for elections. I felt like it was just like, oh, like, we're gonna do this, but, like, actually knowing what's going step by step, it was a lot. And, like, I know we see that, like, now I'm, like, kind of more or less stressed, and now you're stressed. Like, that's how it kind of is in eBoard, I feel like. But overall, I am sad, but mostly, like, very excited to see what the next eBoard holds, and I'm just so, so excited for the next year for the student body.
Agree. I think a lot of it is just preparation for the challenge, because being on the eBoard is a very, very big job, no matter what position you get. And for me, I'm going to be completely honest, I did not feel prepared coming into this role, and I learned so much each day, and there were times when it was overwhelming, but once again, shout out to Tanner, and not just Tanner, but all the advisors and the eBoard,
yes,
just for having my back and always supporting me and reminding me that I'm not alone and that everything is going to be okay. Like, the world's not ending. It's okay to mess up, you know?
Yes.
And with that, and knowing that, I'm sure, like, I'm going to prepare the next vice president of programming, Ben, with more knowledge than I actually came into. Mm-hmm. And that way, Ben doesn't have to fully start from scratch. And that whatever he decides to do for SpringFest, I know it's going to be amazing. And I know it's going to be great. Because I'll be saying what I did and hopefully what not to do. And he can take it from there. And I feel like that's just how it is going to be for every role.
No, yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah, I was going to say something that my train of thought completely, like, ran away. You said mentioned something that was like, wow, that's really good. Yeah, I think just saying, like, a huge thank you to our eBoard and our advisors, Bill, Bev, Ashley, our whole e-board. Xavi has done an incredible job being president. Like, I really don't think we would have been as a great e-board if it wasn't for Xavi, who is, like, super organized, has time management, very professional, very well-spoken, and does these great workshops for us. And Xavi's always been, like, I'm here for you. Like, I'm here to help you in whatever you need. And, like, Xavi really kills it. And I don't know, I think we're all so strong, and I feel like very honored and privileged to be a part of a student association. The time I had, I would have run up again if I wasn't graduating. But unfortunately, I'm graduating. I'm so excited for the next chapter that holds for me and, like, our whole e-board. Like, Gina has been killing it with the marketing. I just literally can't wait to see what she does next, because Gina is so good and, like, very vision-based. Like, she sees something, she does it, she executes, and I think she does a great job. And I, like, can't wait to see her. She does, like, influencing or, like, famous. Like, I can see her out there, like, so much. Annalyn does great advocacy work. Always, like, knowing their stuff and, like, backing up their claim, and just, like, really great at, like, advocating for people in general. And Xavi, of course, is gonna kill it out there, whatever they decide to do. I'm just so proud of everyone, and it's kind of sad that, like, our e-board is coming, like, to an end. Like, we have a few e-board meetings left, and it's, like, then that's, like, over.
Yeah. Carrie, you forgot about Ren.
Oh my gosh, Ren! I'm so sorry. Ren and Genesis.
Oh yeah, and Genesis.
And Xavier.
Well, okay, but Xavier's staying.
Xavier's
but like
present.
Still, no matter what.
Ren, make sure to check the Sunny Nupot's email. Ren just won the Chancellor Award, a 3.9 GPA. Like, Ren ate them. Ren also advocacy queen, ate them. Genesis is my bougie gal. Like, Genesis. Me and her, when we make money, hella money, we're gonna be dropping Gucci, Louis Vuitton.
Okay, anyway. More the story of what you're trying to say is that we've all just done an amazing job. Mm-hmm. I remember our very first meeting and our meeting in person, and the turning into it, we were kind of like whack, and I know we were all so nervous but so excited, and now here we are. It's like, it's gonna make me really sad thinking about this, just because, like, in a way, I'm not ready to say goodbye to everyone, but I know you guys are all gonna do great in the world, and maybe one day we can just get to have a little reunion.
Yes,
I think that'd be really sweet.
I agree.
And yeah, this is making me really sad.
Okay. No, and also Maisie, you've been doing such a great job. Like, I think after Spring Fest, we're gonna do a party. You know how we have like post election party for elections? Like, we're gonna do something for Spring Fest, because the amount of time, dedication, effort, commitment, and like sweat and tears you put into Spring Fest, like, really shows your best qualities and how you are about your quality of work, and you always going above and beyond, and I really appreciate that. And Xavier, the next person, and gonna like do great. I know that Xavier already knows how student association goes, so I'm happy to see what he holds in store. Happy for everyone.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the new e-board does. Even though I'm not gonna be on the new e-board, I do plan on staying connected by being in Senate. And and that's also another big group that I want to shout out is Senate.
Yes!
They have done such an amazing job every single year, and they keep growing and doing better and better, I feel like. And, you know, without Senate, there wouldn't be us. Just like without us, there wouldn't be the clubs. And although, like, I feel like I'm not that connected with Senate because I don't know too much details, but I still know the work that they do, and I appreciate it so much, and I know there's so many others that appreciate it, and I hope that they continue to grow, and I am excited to be part of that.
I'm excited for you, Senate. It's like a little comedian family. Our host Sophia has been a senator for a really long time, and kills it out there. I've worked with Sophia last year on Senate, and Sophia really does really great inputs and like commitments out there, and like really make sure the student body is being represented in the best way possible. And I think that's what each senator does. And then I don't know, I have a special place for Senate in my heart, because
I agree.
Was a senator.
Yeah, I will say, though, mentioning back Sophia, we're going to miss you, because Sophia is graduating. Worked so hard.
Yes.
I remember you were a senator since, what, your sophomore year?
Freshman.
No, freshman? Yeah, freshman year.
Four
long
years.
Time.
Three.
Sophia's graduating early. Yeah, what a scholar, too.
Years.
Let's talk about that.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, how do you feel about that?
Okay. Didn't expect to hop on mic today. Thank you guys for all the love. So fun. But I do love Senate. How do I feel about what? Graduating earlier or my work on Senate? Or
let's do both.
Oh, well, graduating early? I don't know. Like, the senioritis is really hitting. So it's, you know, the work's kind of hitting, but then I'm, like, sad to be leaving, and I just feel very reflective and like, sentimental. I don't know if you feel the same way, Carrie. I know you've been here for a shorter amount of time because you're a transfer, but I've been in the Senate since my first semester, and it was literally me and like, two other people. I'm so serious. The whole first year was just, like, four people. It was so funny, and so it's crazy to see, like, last semester, what did we have, like, 23 senators or something?
Yeah,
crazy
you guys
like
had, like, close to 25.
Yeah, it was really exciting to see it grow, and we've done some good work, like the Menstrual Product Initiative in the Student Union Building, which we hope to expand, with the establishment of the Social Justice and Wellness Committee that just came on, which is really good. Very exciting stuff, but... yeah, I've really appreciated my time there.
Would you, last thing.
Yeah,
would
sure.
What would you say to anyone who might be interested in initiatives and wanting to help make the campus better?
Like in Senate, specifically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say totally join. It's like a little intimidating because you gotta get up there and give a speech and everything, but if you just, you know, show your dedication to the campus, then I think, you know, you'll have no problem getting in, but then you gotta be ready to work, like... And be ready to show up every week. It's not like an easy little club. It's a little different than a regular club meeting.
Yeah. But it's worth it.
They do good work. It's totally worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Sophia. Do you miss it?
Yeah, I do. I do miss it sometimes. Just because we would, like, kind of know more at the end what's going on. Like, for, like, Senate passed the budget, so, like, Senate goes all over that information. Like, a regular student would not know what's going on with budget, and, like, the fact that we do know is kind of, like, really cool. I was going to ask you, Sophia, what's your favorite initiative that Senate did? I also want to say that Sophia did some awesome pins last year. It says, I love the gunk, and it was so cute. It was so cute.
So we'll talk about it after the break.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it after the break.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house, provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Oh, something wrong. My bad. All right, welcome back, everyone. Didn't you have a question?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You have a question?
No, I'm sure you definitely had a question.
Oh, yeah, Sophia, what's your favorite initiative that we did in Senate?
For mic purposes, can you ask that question again, Carrie?
Yeah. What was your favorite initiative that we did during Senate?
During Senate?
Yeah. Throughout your whole year. Years?
Favorite initiative? Well, you were talking about the pins that I made earlier, and, like, the gunk program did end up happening. It was just going to be, like, an Earth Day thing, but I know they have the pins stored away for something very special, so stay tuned for that, guys. Favorite initiative? Probably the one where we went around campus and checked the ADA buttons. Like, if you don't know what that means, it's the automatic buttons that open the door for people who have, like, mobility aids and challenges. And so we would go around and, like, take pictures of all the doors on all the buildings and report whether or not they were working, because, like, the facility staff work so hard, and I know that they're understaffed, and it's, like, hard for them to get around and check those all the time, so I'm glad that we could help them out. And then if there was one that was broken, then they, you know, it was brought to their attention at Prez Cab, and then they could fix it. So I'm glad we could help, you know, that marginalized population on campus.
Yeah, I agree.
And spread awareness about it, because actually, the environmental health and safety people told me that the buttons have, like, a lifespan, and, like, they're not really rechargeable. So they have, like, a shelf life of, like, X amount of presses that you can do, and then they die and then have to be replaced. So I try to tell that to everyone, so that way people aren't, like, opening the buttons, like, if they don't need to. Like, if you have your arms full or something, like, I get it, but I always try to open the door. I know they're heavy, but, like, it's a workout. It's a workout, you know? And I used to give tours on campus, and people would try to hit the buttons, and I'd tell them no. And I would have them hold the doors. Yeah. You're going to come to my campus, and then I'm going to, like, yell at you to lift the door.
I think that's very sweet, and I agree. Ever since I found out that there was a limited number of presses, I try not to use that button anymore. And I think we should continue spraying that, and only use it if you, like, really have to, because... Mm-hmm. There's people who need that button way more than you do.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'll, like, walk behind someone and I think they're going to open the door for me, and then they push open the door and then hit the button to, like, let the door, like, automatically open the rest of the way. It's a little weird.
Respectfully, what is the point of that? I'm just curious. It's not that bad to hold it real quick, right? The door.
Yeah.
To hold the door. Instead of just pressing. I don't know. Sorry, you were looking at me like you're very confused. Like, so I was really confused. I was like, why are you giving me that look, Carrie?
No, you're good. But how do you feel about the artists? About Spring Fest, Maisie?
Oh my god, I am so thrilled, and I'm so excited, and I'm really glad that, like, a lot of other people are really excited, and I think that, and that really goes to show of, like, how fast tickets are going. Like, the motivation that I've seen for people just to get a ticket is really high, and some of it, I'm not gonna lie, it makes me giggle just a little bit. But I'm just, like, really glad, you know? And I do want to explain, that is another reason, like, why we're not allowing guests this year at the concert, is just because of, like, the high demand for students to go. We want to make it for just the students, as it is also just coming from your student activity. You know, that's one of the things that the fee pays for. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm also just really relieved that we finally were able to release artist that was taking a big toll, just because I know, like, how close we were getting time wise but I'm overall I'm just really excited. Like, it's a concert, it's a free concert, and I think everything that we're planning is definitely going to be worth it, which is another reason why, if you're not following Instagram, you definitely should follow the Instagram official Springfest. How do you feel about it when it was released?
Yeah, I think people have this misconception that, like, just because we're on eBoard, we know who the artist is, and everyone be like, oh, so who's the artist? Like, I don't know. They're like, you're lying, like, you know the artist. I'm like, I really don't. Like, only Maisie, Vice President Programming, knows the artist. I don't know anything. So, like, I think when I would constantly tell them, like, oh, like, I don't know, they would think I was lying, but, like, I was telling the truth. And when I found out, it's the same time you guys find out, and that's what I told them. I'm like, I'm gonna find out when you find out. And so I'm just so excited. I love the flyer, Gina. You hear this? The flyer was so beautiful. I loved it. I love the little, like, video she puts up, and it's like music. Yeah. I like love it. It's just the ticket, like you said. It's just so beautiful. Like, seeing it from, like, I guess, like, from an outsider, because obviously you put the work and effort. And for me, I just see, like, the tickets after it's done. I see the fire after it's done. Like, I see everything after it's done, but you see, like, the progress of everything.
Yeah.
So, it's been a huge blessing.
Yeah, I will say, well, I definitely want to confirm, like, yeah, no one in the eBoard knew who it was, and I could tell you guys were so anxious about it. I kept getting asked so many times whenever I would enter the office. I'd be like, let me put my things down first, and then I'd be like, no, I can't disclose that information. Mm-hmm. And I will say that was really hard because, like, in a way, I felt like, I want you guys to know, I do trust you guys to tell you. I just can't release it. Because we also know everything on campus spreads like wildfire. And that
that plays a big impact. And, like, there's just rules and stuff that I have to follow. And even though it's hard, I think the suspense was also just worth it for this. And then there was another thing I wanted to say, but I kind of forgot. Oh, what are your thoughts on the theme? May the Spring Fest be with you.
I love it. That was really cute. I love the color theme. I think, like, it looked so pretty. Like, I'm very excited to see, like, how Spring Fest goes out the day of. And everything. I just think it's so pretty and everything going on Spring Fest. And I'm just very excited to see it. Like, I just think everything is so great. Like, you guys did such a great job. Like, I can't stress that enough. What do you think?
Thank you. About the theme specifically, I really like the theme. I wanted to do something that would be kind of, like, really cool. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking more space. I didn't want to make it specifically Star Wars, because personally, I think I've only seen 2 Star Wars movies. I'm sorry. But I do like a lot of galaxy things. I think planets are really cool, astrology. Mm. And I just like the colors of space and how, like, there's so many, and, like, the different colors of planets and stuff like that. And the goal was to make it more like that and not just any kind of space. So anything you can think of that takes place in space, whether that's Star Wars, Star Trek, some Marvel, Power Rangers 2, other space movies, Dune, etc., etc. I can't think of all the ones in my head. Mm-hmm. And that was the goal. And then I really do like the colors, because I think they're pretty and kind of make things pop, and that was a goal. And also just, like, continue reaching for the stars. I know that's such a cliche line, but go for it. Don't give up. Keep going. And you guys just, everyone's just so amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just really happy and proud of everyone did. But before we go and say goodbye for the last time, I want to give a huge shout out to Sophia again. This is time and dedication Sophia takes out of her day. So, and this would not have been possible if it wasn't for Sophia, who made this happen in the beginning of the semester and year, who reached out to us. So thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, guys. I hope this can happen next year. I'll make sure that I let the incoming e-board know that this is important to you guys. And the incoming, you know, your incoming e-board, too.
Awesome. We'll definitely do that. Once again, just big shout out to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe this is, like, our last time doing this. So
this is so sad.
That's a wrap. I'm just goodbye, everyone. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Have a good end of semester. Come to Spring Fest and stay tuned.
Get your tickets. Don't lose your tickets.
Yeah, definitely do not lose the ticket. You cannot.